Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. What you are looking at is an ice sculpture that was formed over a lamp post in Ontario on January 20th, and it was next to a lake, Lake Erie. And it wasn't just this ice sculpture. There were two of them. There were two lamp posts. This is the first one. And let me get you, there's a close-up of it right there. And here's the second one. Very, very creepy looking indeed, these sculptures that were formed by nature. Let me go back. So when I saw these sculptures, brothers and sisters, when I saw the article and read the article about it, immediately in my spirit, I knew that this was a sign. This was not random. This was not a coincidence. This was a sign, a very unfortunate, grave sign, I believe, from up above, from the Lord. You know, a Grim Reaper stands for death. Actually, it stands for the Lord of Death. A Grim Reaper is called the Lord of Death. So I knew this couldn't be a good sign at all. But I wasn't exactly sure what it was pointing to. Then I received a message from the Lord on Sabbath day on Saturday, the 5th of February 2022. And it is a message to Canada. And so now I understood that this is a sign for Canada, what is coming, brothers and sisters. And we all need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Canada. We need to be praying for one another right now because of the judgments that are coming and that are falling on the different nations. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. It is a very short message. I heard the words ice sculptures. And then I heard, this is a sign to Canada. Death is coming. Because they have forsaken me, so shall I forsake them. However, I will protect my own under my wings, though they are few. There will be persecutions, but they, my children, must remain strong in me. I will be their guiding light and will rescue them out of the snares of the enemy. For whoever calls out to me will be saved. And that was the end of this short message, brothers and sisters. So what I believe the Lord is saying is judgment is coming to Canada as a nation. But individually, His people will be taken care of. And there will be people who will be crying out to the Lord. These will be people who don't know Him, but will cry out to Him and He will hear their voice and He will save them. So this is a time for us to be praying for one another and be praying for people in Canada that there will be a lot of evangelism going on during this time and that there will be a great harvest that will be reaped there during this time, during the time of persecution. You know, persecutions are coming all over the world, not just in Canada. So His people, the Lord's people, need to get ready for what is coming and to understand that with great persecution will also come a great harvest. And I believe that is part of the message that the Lord was saying to me when I received this on Saturday. Okay, so that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and read a very stern warning that Jeremiah wrote, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23:39. It says, Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget and forsake you and the city that I gave you and your fathers and will cast you out of my presence. And the reason I read that as stern as that scripture was, is that the Lord does bring judgment to nations. He does bring judgment to nations, brothers and sisters. But to His people, He will show mercy and grace. All right, let me go ahead now and end with a little bit more of an encouraging, uplifting scripture, John 10:10. the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come, and I is Jesus here, he's speaking. I come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. And John 8:36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.